is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things. How are we today? Music came back, camera. Did it pop back up, or did you push it up, or how'd that happen?
Well, I clicked it off, but oh. I guess it didn't click.
Either way, no big deal. Cody, how are you, my friend?
Superbly aroused. John, it's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. How are you?
Not aroused. I'm fine.
Aroused in a show kind of way.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be sexually.
No, that's not what I was saying at all.
Right.
Yep. Aroused, you know, excited.
Okay.
Energetic. Yep. Feeling great. Ready to go.
Yeah. All right.
Fully ready to do a show. We got 3 hours coming to you. Coming right into your ears.
Exploding in your ears.
Yeah. Gonna jam it right into your ear.
I look forward to it. What's on your mind today?
Is that like one of those questions where you see the attractive girls, like, what's on your mind? They got like some pose, you know?
Like what?
The beautiful girls.
What are you talking about with
they're
women?
They're doing like some pose, and they're like, hey, yeah. And they're like, what's on your mind? You never see that on Twitter?
No, yeah, I have.
And people say things like...
No, what's on your mind is just a common expression.
Yeah, but when the... You know what I'm saying. When
you're trying to get your interactions up, trying to go viral.
Yeah, you say, what's on your mind? And people quote it with like, Bush was in on 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, like things you don't...
Things that you don't think about when you see attractive women, usually.
Right. And that's the irony of it. That's where it becomes funny.
Sure.
That's the joke of it. When you see that. Yeah, you know, I had kind of a bad night last night. Well, until Rick got home and I beat him down at the game I always play. But, you know, that's not news. That's just something that happens.
Yeah, it's really sad that you brag about beating Rick. The Cody I used to know wouldn't even be entertained by the thought of a player like Rick. But I guess whenever Cameron... humbled you and knocked you down a level.
No, you have to focus on.
It's okay. Every now and then, a wrestler gets off the main event stage and has to go fight for the IC belt. So
no,
like,
no.
That's okay. Sometimes you got to go for the Intercontinental Championship or the U.S. Championship. Even
my first game.
Sometimes you got to become a tag team champion.
No, listen,
that's a real sad thing. Whenever you go from heavyweight champion, the man, to now I'm a tag teamer. It still seems like that's kind of what's happened to you. Now that you're bragging about a.
It's not bragging. 20-point
victory over Rick Butler.
It's not bragging. It's making it known because Rick talks so much. Rick brags so much. So it's and that's what I told him last night when I tweeted it. I said, Rick, normally I wouldn't do this, but I know that you would have, and you need to know what it feels like to be publicly shamed for this.
Okay.
That's the only reason I said it. I'm not bragging.
Well, you brought it back up today.
I'm not bragging. Well, we were talking about last night, you know, and that's one thing I did last night. But by the way, my first game is always just getting film on people.
Yeah.
I'll beat Cam if we play again. The first game I played against Rick, I lost too.
Yeah.
Since I've won two in a row.
Yeah.
I'm susceptible to losing to people on the first game. But once I get the film, it's over. Anyway. My night was good when that happened, but before that, I was kind of having a bad time.
You were having a bad time last night?
Yeah, kind of before that, about an hour before Rick got home to play the game.
So Rick cheered you up?
In a way.
He was the bright spot of your day.
Yeah, well, Brandon and I were just sitting there watching the NBA.
Yeah.
And we, you know, watching Zion, which that's a whole other thing. But I don't know. I made a joke, and it didn't hit. It didn't resonate, and I had to delete it. I'm hoping nobody saw it. It was up for about 4 minutes, and I deleted it.
Okay.
No likes, no retweets, no interactions.
Yeah.
Not even a comment. Not even a comment with like a GIF of the guy that said, "Boo this man."
Yeah, you tried to make a joke on the internet, and it fell flat.
Yeah,
fell flat.
I left it for 4 minutes, Brandon and I both decided it needed to be deleted.
Okay.
You know,
are you wanting me to ask what it is so you could tell us again here? So well, you can get me and Cam's reaction?
That's kind of what I was hoping for, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so you know the Sousa guy that plays for Kansas?
Oh, I did see this.
The Sousa?
Yeah.
You know who the Silvio D'Souza?
Yeah, yeah.
I said something, which I thought was very clever. I thought, you know, his older brother was so good playing at Kansas. His older brother, John Phillip, was so good that they nicknamed him the March King in the postseason. I said it to Brandon, and Brandon laughed. He giggled because he got it.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. It's a clever joke.
No, I think people get it.
I don't know if most people get
it. No, people get it.
John Philip Sousa was an American composer.
Yeah. I think there's a part of the problem is, like, it's not De Sousa. So that's one part. That's one strike against the joke, kind of. Mm. And, like, did people... I mean, it's not funny. That's the second problem with it.
That's what I was kind of worried about.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's nothing similar about John Philip and Silvio.
Well, see, that's the irony of it, though. Yeah, there's a way to make it funny. I just couldn't.
I don't think there is.
You don't think so?
I don't think there's a funny way to compare John Philip and Silvio. Unless you were going to say, maybe there's something with the beating people with stools. The way people would beat drums or something.
Yeah, like, see, there's a way to it.
Yeah, it's just you were way off on it.
I was having trouble finding the punchline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you deleted.
I deleted it, yeah. I kept it up for 4 minutes. Brandon and I discussed, and we both decided it was best to delete it.
Was it one of those things you thought was going to get a lot of, like,
no,
play?
No. I didn't think...
Did you tweet that one thinking, this is it, Chief?
No, look, here, I'm...
And you didn't even get a reply of someone telling you, this ain't it, Chief.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
I saw it, and I kept scrolling.
That's what most people probably did. I wasn't trying to go viral. I was just putting it out there. See that?
But you thought you were going to get some play with it?
You can't hit on everything.
Well, why'd you delete then?
Because you can't hit on everything.
Yeah,
not everything is funny, even if you try to make it funny.
I'm sure you got a lot of terrible tweets that...
Oh, I'm sure I do.
That
I'm
are sure still I, up. So
I'm sure
why,
I do.
Why did this one get deleted?
I don't know. It felt extra bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It felt like one of the worst attempts I'd made. And I spent a little time on it. I spent probably 3 to 4 minutes crafting
it. You even Googled John Philip Sousa. And
saw, made sure to spell Philip with one L.
And then you're like, oh, he's the March King. Okay.
Sousa, and, you know, basketball players in March, they're playing in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, hey, you know, that's kind of a funny tie-in. Kind of a
it
cute
wasn't.
No, it wasn't, was it? So I missed on that one. And that had me down for a little bit that I had missed. Sometimes you shoot your shot and you miss.
Did you see that he was called the March King when you Googled his name?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say, that doesn't seem like a common phrase. Like,
and that
I've heard, you know, obviously I've heard of John Philip Sousa.
And that's why I began to realize the joke was too smart for most people.
Smart for you.
Because they didn't realize
No one likes a joke you have to Google.
Right.
No one thinks of John Philip Sousa as the March King. That's not like a...
Right.
It's not like a common nickname.
And that's why it was too specific, and that's why it didn't work.
So I don't think it's a problem with people not being smart enough.
Well,
I just think it was too...
If I had told that joke at a music hall, they might have gotten it.
That's true, but I don't think those are the people... I don't think that's your target demo.
If I had gone down to the music center and went into the tuba room and told that joke...
You were a big fan with the Southland Marching Band.
I think they would have gotten
it.
They would have known more about it.
Yeah, the pride was very happy with you.
Yeah. So anyway,
the problem is they don't like you because you've already probably ran them off with your anti-band tweets.
I don't have any anti-band tweets.
They've heard your takes about how you don't want the band to play at halftime and stuff. So you've already alienated your target audience for that.
Well,
joke.
I am kind of anti-band, but I don't really put it out there because Clay Travis had that take.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to look like it's just a recycled take, even though I happen to agree with him.
Sure.
You know, but I don't really say a lot about that. But yeah, I mean, the band is kind of a waste of time. So. Anyway, things got better, though, with the old NCAA game. You had a good night?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
That Zion debut was something, huh?
That was something, yeah. Yeah.
Did you make it to the part of when it was actually good for him?
I did not.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I bet most people had pulled the plug on that game before he actually went Zion. You missed it.
Yeah, I missed
it. Cam, were you still watching whenever Zion went Zion?
I had a lot of my group text was blowing up.
Yeah.
They're like, this is crazy. And I was like, what's
going
on?
It was pretty surreal. It was pretty crazy. It is one of those moments I'm glad I was watching because I watched the first half and then I turned the channel. I didn't watch the third quarter. And then whatever I was watching went off. It's like, all right, let's flip back over. Let's see what's going on with the Pelicans game. Fourth quarter's about to start. And then next thing you know, boom, 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 boom. And you're like, oh, that's Zion. Okay, so he does remember how to play basketball.
17 points in a span of 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And in a row.
Yeah.
17 in a row.
Yeah, like his other team wasn't, his teammates weren't shooting there.
Pretty wild.
It was pretty cool.
And then they pulled him.
Yeah, and then he got booed, and then the crowd booed the coach, and the coach is on the sideline looking pissed off because he didn't want to, he wanted to take him out like a minute before, he wanted to take him out like 2 minutes before, but Zion kept scoring. Like right when he was getting ready to take him out, Zion hit like his first three, and then he hit another one, and then he hit another one, then he hit another one, and the coach is just on the sideline mad. He keeps sending people over to the check-in desk, the score table, but then Zion keeps scoring, so he's like, all right, come back.
Well, why did he want to take him out so bad when he was hot?
That's the thing.
Is he trying to protect him from expectations or something?
I don't think it's the expectations. I think it's he's coming off of an injury and he's overweight right now.
He is big, yeah. Big guy.
So I think they're trying to get him back into shape, and they don't want him to – they were trying to play him like in four-minute spurts.
But he just went off.
And then he went off in like the second minute, and then like he just kept going off. He went off in like the third minute, I guess. And then like it was electric inside of that – Smoothie King Arena or whatever they're called. Like, it was pretty crazy. And then they took him out, and then the Pelicans started losing again, and they lost the game, and the crowd's chanting, we want Zion, and they never got Zion again.
He never came back after that, after the spurt?
Nope, never came back.
Did they lose?
They lost by four.
Questionable coaching decision.
People were upset with it, but some people are, we're in the era, especially the NBA, of, like, management.
Yeah.
Like rest management, looking at being careful with people, not running people into the ground. But I don't think like an extra 2 or 3 minutes would have hurt him long term.
No. I mean, that's why you play the game. I mean, that's basketball. You should have your guys in there trying to win. Rest him in the next game. I mean, the Pelicans aren't very good, are they?
The problem is they're actually on the around the outside of the playoff race, so they needed to beat the Spurs, who now hold the 8th seed. Like that game might be big at the end of the season when if the Pelicans hang around and continue to improve. Because I mean, like right now they're only they're 3.5 game or they're 4 games back now. But if they'd have won that game, they would have only obviously been like three games back.
I feel like you got to try to win the game that you're close in.
Yeah,
like
that's what people think. Now, granted, like Zion didn't play good for most of the game, and the Pelicans have been playing better with the lineup they tried to close with, but Zion was obviously feeling it. That was what you'd been waiting for. That was the shot in the arm you needed.
Yeah, my group text started going off, and I started getting alerts like from ESPN, like, Zion's on fire.
Or, but not enough to make you change the channel, huh?
Well, we were in the middle of our game.
I thought you had 2 TVs.
Not anymore. Not during we did during football season.
Also,
but
now you've moved back to...
We're back to just one screen at the moment.
Fair enough.
One screen.
Yeah.
But watched him early on, though, and he didn't seem to do a whole lot. But
No. If you only saw that, you missed it.
Yeah, missed the whole thing, really.
Cameron, was it enough to keep you in front of the TV? Like, were you intrigued by that? Because, like I said, it was relatively boring until that moment.
Well, I missed the first quarter because the Hawks were still playing, so I had to finish that game.
Big win for them.
Big win for the Hawks.
Huge win. But then I saw
only 8.5 games back from the 8th seed.
We coming. Then I saw like he had only played like 4 or 8 minutes, hadn't done anything. So I didn't watch it until I turned on the fourth quarter because I saw it was still close. So I was like, oh, maybe something will happen. So I watched the fourth quarter and luckily I caught that big moment. But it was. With the little spurts weren't doing anything for me, so I was like, I'll see the fourth quarter just because it's close. Maybe they'll put him in at the end and he'll do something. But glad I caught it, though.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was one of those moments, especially if he ends up being a reaching close to his potential. Like, even he doesn't have to go all the way and reach his potential, but if he is a guy that is, makes a couple All-NBA teams and is a mainstay for the next 10, 15 years, you'll remember that debut of, wow, yeah, this was this was the moment you saw some of the potential. Now, I don't think he's going to shoot that well from three. Obviously, he's not going to be 100%. I don't think he'll be a 35, 36% shooter. But he showed off a nice stroke, and he's still got some playmaking abilities. That was fun to watch. I kind of want to continue the conversation after the break. Not much going on otherwise. You shouldn't be too mad about it. Although I have noticed that some people are just anti-Zion. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's the best.
Tweeter writes in, Coach was probably looking mad because upper management told him he's on a strict no-questions timetable, but you can't risk him for an extra 130 of a middle January game. And Coach went to keep him rolling, but new boss said, nah, get him out. You know, that probably isn't all on Alvin Gentry. That's probably accurate. He's probably on a strict policy from David Griffin and the Pelicans management. I think Tweeter's right exactly about that. That is that's probably not his call. It's probably not Gentry, because Gentry is, you know, I don't know what Alvin Gentry's job security is like, but he hasn't necessarily been great in New Orleans. The crowd was mad at him, though. They're not mad at the management. They were booing the coach. So I would imagine Gentry was wanting to win the game and to have his best players out there, but that's probably a good point. It came from above him. And, you know, they already had your tickets and you were already in the arena buying things, so the management didn't care that much. He'll come back and watch Zion next time. It's a process. I'm surprised at how much blowback I've seen Zion get, though. Of people either, like, going out of their way to talk about how much they don't care about it or to, like, root against him. I imagine that the biggest chunk of the hate comes from his Duke career. Or do you think it's from the ESPN coverage? Because I would say the ESPN coverage plays a lot of it. I would actually say the ESPN coverage plays more of it than Duke does. Like the Zion cam, the almost, you know, he doesn't quite get the 24/7 treatment, but when Zion does something, it's been news for the last year and a half, basically.
A lot of people hate Zion.
Yeah, Zion's, I don't know if, like, I would imagine he's still got a positive overall, like, percentage. If you polled sports fans, I think he'd still get probably a positive. But I think there are a lot of people who do not like him and are rooting for him to fail.
I wasn't aware of that. I mean, there's always going to be haters out there. But I guess a lot of it is because of how they hyped him up. He hasn't done anything as a person that would make you not like him.
No, I mean, I think Zion is quite honestly quite the opposite. Like, the person he hasn't let us know too much about. Although, if you read some of the stuff and you believe some of the stuff, like, he really wanted to go back to Duke. Like, he really wanted to go back to Duke. And
instead of go to New Orleans.
Or not even for New Orleans. He just had fun with Coach K and, like, said he wanted to learn from Coach K and, like, liked college and kind of wanted to keep being a kid.
Well, play on the Olympic team.
But the parents were kind of like, I can't anymore because Coach K's gone. It's Popovich now, and Popovich probably isn't as fun to play for as Coach K. But, like, he hasn't let us much into the person other than, like, a few glimpses of, like, maybe he's still wanting to be more of a kid than, like, face of a franchise type of thing. But he won me over as a player. Like, coming into Duke, it was, hey, he can only dunk, and he quickly dispelled that. But it's not also not like he is a selfish superstar. Like, he plays pretty selfless basketball for someone who is better than everybody on the court. Like, he is cut from LeBron James's cloth in that regard. Of wants to pass, wants to keep his teammates involved, wants to be a good team basketball player.
I wonder if it's LeBron people that hate him.
I don't think so.
Because they think he's going to be the next, he's going to take over for LeBron.
Nah, the people I've seen rooting against him either A, don't like the NBA, or B, are just tired of all the coverage he gets.
Like who?
I mean, you saw, I mean, just the Twitter timeline last night was roasting him whenever he had played his first, like, 12 minutes. Like, he was getting destroyed, like, people. It was a regular roast thing that Twitter will do, but there was a lot of people taking joy in this fact. Calling him fatty, talking about how Ja Morant is going to be so much better, how Zion's going to be a bust, and this is what we waited for.
I guess
big
it's
Bayou Glendale, yeah. big Bayou, big baby is what they're calling him.
That's maybe because he got so much coverage.
I think that's most of it. I'd say Duke plays into that, but Duke's probably also going hand in hand with the coverage, but I do think he's a special talent.
All the coverage and all the hype, I mean, that leads to people not liking you, I would assume. We've seen that in other instances.
With whom? I'm not saying you're wrong, but, like, Well, we haven't got there with Mahomes, and Mahomes gets a lot of coverage.
Mahomes was the guy I was thinking of.
Okay. I was thinking like Bryce Harper. I feel like Bryce Harper got a lot of coverage, you know, early in his career, and that kind of turned him into the villain a little bit.
What about Lamar Jackson?
I don't think so. I think people still root for Lamar. Like, you'll have, you have some people that are like wanting him to fail just because they want to be right and laugh at the people who think he's so great, right? Like, because you saw like in the playoff game when he lost, especially in, you know, the first three quarters or first half, whenever they had scored 6 points. You had the Colin Cowherds of the world like, wow, everyone who's been mocking all these GMs really need to walk it back and apologize. And you're like, no, he won MVP. He's still really, really good. No, we shouldn't apologize to the people who said he should be wide receiver. That was a bad take. He could obviously play quarterback, but you saw people wanting to dance on his grave a little bit, but I feel like that was for other reasons, more like, hey, I told you so, or more like, hey, the old way is still the best way.
There are also a lot of people out there that are just kind of contrarian.
I agree with that.
They want to disagree with the norm.
Sure.
Whatever everybody else likes, they want to go anti, which, you know, I kind of get that. It is annoying, I guess, when a lot of people kind of rally behind one thing. But there are some people just have hate in their heart, you know?
Yeah.
They just want to hate. That's who they are.
Dylan writes in saying that he seems like a really good guy. The media coverage is just exhausting. I was annoyed when Tennessee was number one in the country for a month, but all the talk was about Zion. I still hope he succeeds. Just wish everyone in the media would chill out. Well, like, I mean, I feel like the media knows that people are either going to like the Zion coverage or they're going to hate watch it. And they're just in the business of getting views and clicks and you know, viewers and have something to talk about. Plus, it's really hard to find stuff to talk about all the time. There are very few people, even in like the NBA or NFL, that everyone has an opinion on or cares to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a reason when you watch like national sports coverage and you watch the national debate shows or whatever, because, I mean, you're on TV every day, even in the off season. Mondays and Fridays are easy because you could talk about the games, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you gotta manufacture some. And there's a reason that a lot of people's default is like, hey, let's just talk about the Cowboys. Because everyone either likes the Cowboys or hates the Cowboys.
They move the needle.
Right.
Yeah. Same with the Lakers and LeBron.
Same with LeBron. LeBron did it in Cleveland. He did it in Miami. Like, there's a reason LeBron got so much coverage because, you know, Tim Tebow was the same way. You had some people who really liked Tim Tebow, and you had some people that thought Tim Tebow was a joke and they hated the coverage, yet they watched the coverage.
It's good to talk about those biggest brands, you know, the Yankees. Everybody likes hearing about the Yankees.
For the same reasons. You either like them or you hate them.
Yeah.
It sucks when it's a young guy, though, like Zion, who is coming in already, like either beloved or hated type of thing.
Well, that's who he'll have to be, though.
Seems like it.
It's surprising to me that it's already like that early on, but he will have to be that guy when you think about it.
Sure.
If he's going to be the future star of the league, he's going to have to be divisive. There's nobody that's just beloved. Because when you get to that level of fame, you know what I mean? Who at that level is beloved? I mean, Kawhi's pretty well respected, I guess.
Kawhi's respected, but I mean, that was more... We'll see what happens when it comes to the playoffs and all this. You know, like, I feel like Kawhi we like, but now that he's with the Clippers, who knows if it stays that way?
Yeah, especially if he goes up against LeBron, because then the people that love LeBron are going to hate Kawhi.
Well, I think the LeBron haters, though, will rally behind Kawhi, just kind of as the Warrior haters rallied behind Kawhi this postseason.
Right, so. But still, it's divisive.
Sure.
You know, it's going to make it split. I don't think anybody just has pure adoration.
I was going to say, even the people that are rooting for LeBron probably don't hate Kawhi, but then again, maybe they do because of the whole Lakers recruitment, and he kind of struck them along and acted like he was going there, and you know, then the reports afterwards, like, nah, he was never really considering that.
Can you think of a star, though, that is just purely adored?
I feel like Mahomes is pretty close right now. I feel like Mahomes has a high approval rating.
Wait till he wins the Super Bowl, though.
And that might change.
It changes.
Yeah.
I mean, in sports, I can't really think of
one. It's like, hard to keep it in sports. Like, I mean, you know, we got tired of Steph Curry shimming around, too, whenever they kept winning. And, you know, maybe that doesn't happen if Kevin Durant doesn't go there. like maybe we still would have kept liking the Warriors and rooting for Steph because he was anti-LeBron. Maybe that still would have been a majority guy that had a high approval rating.
Betty White is a pretty well-liked star, but, yeah. You know, she's not in sports.
And it's mostly because she's old.
Yeah, she's just been around so long.
Yeah. Plus, you don't really have, like, fan bases like that when it comes to movies and TV shows or whatever she does. I mean, what...
The Golden Girls fan base.
Right, but I mean, like, what...
They have a fan base, don't they?
I mean, yeah, you got people like...
Most of them are dead, but...
I feel like everyone still likes the Golden Girls. I feel like there's new generations of Golden Girl fans.
That was a good show.
It is a good show.
Back in its day.
Whenever I see it on, if I'm not watching anything, you know, in the hotel room or something, I've been in hotel rooms before with, like, the family, and you put on Golden Girls, you're like, oh, that's fun. Yeah,
they just had so many good stories.
Yeah.
The old lady,
jokes for the old lady.
Yeah, and then
Wow, these old ladies are having sex too.
The vicious old lady, you know, the small one.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah,
the mother.
Dorothy's mom.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Blanche.
No, Blanche was the whore.
No, that was the Blanche.
Blanche had the VD.
I don't remember what the.
Dorothy. Name. Dorothy's the tall one.
Yeah.
What was her mom's name?
Dorothy looked like a woman in my hometown that used to own a breakfast shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Dorothy seemed like the most down-to-earth one to me.
Right. I think that's why she was the one that got to have the mother. She was the center of the show.
Yeah, she was technically the main character, right? Yeah, I guess. So. Yeah.
Because like I said, she was the one that had the mother, and I think her love life got more of a run whenever she had a boyfriend. Like, it was taken more seriously.
I think that would be a good question. That, you know, who did you love the most from the Golden Girls?
I think everyone liked Blanche.
I mean, she was the one that brought the spark.
Right, I think that was everyone's favorite.
She kept the older ladies a little younger.
Yeah.
You know, she kept them fresh.
Right, exactly.
Because she's out getting it on with everybody.
Yeah, she made the show work. But I think she was the family. I think she was the family.
Was Betty White the least interesting character on the show?
Probably.
Yeah. She was just sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I
feel like Betty White got the rub off that, though, like in real life, too. Everyone's like, oh, this must be her just playing herself.
There really wasn't much to her character other than just what a really nice lady, you know. That's a good show. But, you know, other than the Hollywood.
Sophia.
Hollywood. Sophia, of course. That was her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophia.
I had seen somewhere she was actually, now this could be total myth, could be wrong, that she was actually the youngest of the four.
I don't know if she's the youngest of the four, but I'm pretty sure she was younger than Dorothy. The girl whose mom.
And they just made her, they made her look. Made her look like she's in her 80s.
I have heard that, too. I don't know if that was true or not, but I feel like no one would lie about it.
Yeah. I don't know. You just have to figure out the actress names and, look at where they were born.
Yeah,
and
I'm about to.
Okay.
We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll talk. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Congratulations to...
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
We have confirmed through Google that the mother, Sophia, was younger than two of the three other characters. She was not younger than Blanche. Blanche was a decade younger than everybody. So, urban legend confirmed, sort of, I guess. I guess it's an urban legend. It's always been fact-checkable, but yeah.
She was younger than Bea Arthur and what's the other
Betty
one?
Betty White.
Betty White, yeah.
Yeah.
Bea Arthur was in World War II. Do you know that? She served in the Marines from 42 to 44.
Really?
Yeah. Bea Arthur must have been tough. She's 5'10", too, so I'm assuming
she looks tough on the show.
Yeah, she did.
She looked tough on the show.
That might have been from her old Marine days.
Yeah, I would imagine she was just like was she like active duty? Did they say what she did? Was she like a nurse? What she did?
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
I can't imagine that she was like
on the front lines.
Yeah, or doing like that.
You wouldn't think so. Yeah, a woman in the 40s.
In the 40s.
Well, most of the women were home
working,
doing the men's jobs.
Playing baseball.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. The We Can Do It. Isn't that where that whole thing started?
Yeah.
That's kind of where the feminist movement came from, wasn't it?
And the girls in a league of their own playing baseball.
Well, the women had to run the country because the men were all off at war.
And then they shut the baseball league down when the men got back. It's like, all right, we don't want to watch women play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
Let's watch the guy play baseball again.
Women were manufacturing weapons and all kinds of stuff. Love women.
Big fan of women.
Love and respect.
Speaking of which, TK writes in asking if we're going to tune in for UT UConn. tonight.
That's a good segue.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think I will tune in to see the second half score. I'm not going to sit down and watch the whole game, but I'll tune in. Pretty confident that I'll at least see it on the screen at some point.
We haven't played in a long time, right?
Who are women?
Against UConn since like 07, right?
07, yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's what, 13 years?
Yeah, I saw where Gino said something a day or two ago that the rivalry's not what it used to be. I think he was kind of taking a little shot.
You think he was taking a shot? Because, I mean, I would agree that the rivalry's not what it used to be.
Well, like, no, it's the truth, but it's not because UConn hasn't held up their end of the deal. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's also because they don't play, but sure. I mean, I guess if Tennessee was still on top and playing UConn in the tournament or competing to see who the best of the best was going to be, like, maybe that would be keep the rivalry going a little bit. But
he's a jerk.
He is a jerk. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. You're right.
No, he hates Tennessee, and I think that was a shot at Tennessee. Like, yeah, it's not what it used to be, obviously, because Tennessee sucks now. Like, I think that's kind of what he's saying. Even though we don't suck, I mean, but we got a first-year coach, you know, I mean.
I mean, we have fallen off. I don't think that's
I think we're coming back kind of out of the – yeah. These girls want to play for Kelly, unlike Holly Warlick. I think that's easy to see. There's a new, you know, there's a little bit of a newly inspired progress.
Okay.
Obviously, they're not as good as UConn, but, you know, they're coming along. They had some tough losses to Texas, Stanford this year. You know, lost to Kentucky in the conference, I think.
Okay.
But they're coming along.
Yeah.
I think they're 15-3, is that right? Something like that?
Sure.
You look like you're researching them.
I'm looking to see what the spread is tonight.
Oh.
You could bet on women's basketball on certain offshore websites. I was just saying if we were expected to keep it close or, you know, be in the game. Tennessee is 13.5-point underdogs.
Okay.
That's all I was wanting to see is what the perception was. 13.5, I guess, isn't bad. It could be worse.
And you know, these
it would be worse a couple of years ago, probably.
This team was a big underdog when they went and won at Notre Dame earlier this year, too. But they found the fight, the heart.
I wonder how the what Kelly's perception is of this as she gets ready to go play this game. Because, I mean, obviously she is a Pat girl, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's why they hired her.
Right. I mean, she is a Pat Summitt disciple. Pat Summitt didn't want to play this game anymore. She canceled the series.
She hated Gino.
Right.
For good reason.
Sure.
Based on the things we've heard.
A lot of rumors. Basically what, surrounding Maya Moore's recruitment?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of other rumors, too.
Right, but yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I think it got ugly with that recruitment, with talks of
one
school is heterosexual, scissors. The other has a lot of homosexuals. I mean, that was basically what it was built around, right?
There was something about
and innuendos were.
Something about scissors or something.
Basically told Maya Moore's parents, if you send her down to Tennessee, she will no longer like boys.
Right.
That's kind of the implication there.
Right. Which, long term, maybe could be a benefit. You know? I feel like men ruin a lot of things.
We do kind of suck.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the backstory that was, you know, passed around, and that was kind of the final straw for the series being ended. And I do wonder how Kelly feels. I wonder how Pat Summitt would feel. Does that bother you at all, or does that make you wonder? Do you give any pause to that?
I think Pat Summitt, if...
Like, knowing Gino's still in charge over there, they're giving Gino a chance to, you know, like you said... Throw a couple more shots at Tennessee's way.
I think Pat Summitt, like, looking ahead, like, if you asked Pat Summitt in 2007 and you told her, hey, we're going to play this game again in 2020, but you won't be the coach anymore. You will have, you know, your successor will have taken over. You'll have another person there. Like, at that point, I mean, I don't know. Do you think Pat expected it to never be played again?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I think it's an interesting question, though.
I don't know. I wish we could ask her.
I would say it puts a lot of, I don't want to say pressure, but I would say that Tennessee, if they could pick one game to win all year, it would be this one.
Well, yeah. Certainly.
I would say in the locker room that they're thinking this is the game we want to win.
You ever find yourself missing, Pat? No? Okay. Okay. You don't have to disparage.
I wasn't going to disparage. I could have easily just said yes and just kept it moving.
I know what you're thinking.
She's a legend. I appreciate her. I love her.
You don't have to do this.
Do you find yourself missing, Pat?
You don't have to walk on her grave just because
you... Please don't accuse me of walking on her grave. That's not what's happening here.
You've made it clear you don't care about her.
I didn't say that. I just don't... There's not many times I'm around thinking...
I don't mean when you're just sitting
Would I care about Tennessee's women's basketball program more if she was still coaching? Yes, obviously, but
that's all I mean. I know you're not sitting around the dentist office thinking about her. Most people probably aren't, except for people close to the program.
Sure, I don't want to come off like I'm disparaging her. That's not what I'm trying to do. Legend.
She's got a statue.
I don't ever just go visit the statue because I want to
You don't go pay your respects?
I mean, if I'm on campus, I look at it, but I don't bring flowers or anything. When you're sitting at the stoplight. I don't bring flowers or get out to go sit in front of it and reflect or anything. And
but I tell you what, if I'm sitting at that intersection of Lake Loudon and Philip Fulmer,
and I look at
that's,
it, I'm like,
that's the corner I'm looking at.
I'm like, it's nice. I'm glad she has a statue. She definitely deserves one. The basketball court's named after her. It's earned. I'm in TBA, I'm like, oh. Shout out to Pat, legend.
So you'd say she owns that corner?
She owns that corner.
When you're at the stoplight.
Yeah, that's her corner.
You're not looking at the athletic center?
Nope. Looking at the statue.
Not looking at Pratt?
Nope.
Whatever's over there, the industrial stuff.
Sometimes I'm looking to make sure no one's walking out in front of me and I don't hit them, because sometimes that happens.
And Pat would see. I just trust Pat's going to protect me.
You don't want Pat to see you run over somebody.
That would be bad. She would yell at you.
She would be a witness, too. Be the worst part of it.
Yeah.
Imagine the policeman with his notepad looking at the statue asking her questions.
That would be bad.
Who hit who? Was it a jaywalker?
What a weird question by you. Ask if I ever miss. What are you doing here?
I don't know. Just trying to get you to say something.
Just setting traps.
Just seeing what you'll say.
Yeah. So can I have you on record for missing her? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Who do you miss more, her or John Ward?
John Ward. Of him just being alive or him doing his job?
Doing their job.
Yeah, doing his job, him.
Yeah.
It's such a bad... The replacement. I mean, granted, look, Holly didn't do great replacing, but...
She's better than Bob.
Yeah.
Holly made 3 Elite Eights.
Yeah.
Bob ain't been to an Elite Eight.
Bob can't make an Elite Eight.
Bob can't even get in the tournament of broadcasters.
Yeah. No disrespect.
No.
On my end.
Full disrespect.
I see him sometimes at the YMCA.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you talk to him?
No.
Does he know who you are?
I don't think so. He might. I don't know.
Hey, John Reed.
I don't ever talk to him. He doesn't talk to me. I just...
How does Bob talk?
I would hate for him to come up and run up on me at the Y one day.
Hey, John.
Heard you on the radio.
End of the checkerboard, huh?
Disrespecting me, saying I wasn't... He couldn't even make the tournament. I just don't want those problems.
Do you think that job is hard?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
To be a play-by-play guy?
Yeah.
You think you could do it?
Yeah,
pretty easily. I don't think you could do it.
I think I could do it easily.
Cam, find us a video and let's play it for Cody in the next hour. I want to get Cody's actually, we can do it now. Find a video. I want to get Cody's play-by-play challenge. Just tell me what
you mean,
and I'll put it on.
You want me to just call a game?
What kind of sport?
What sport do you prefer?
Football.
Football?
Let's do basketball.
I've done this in broadcasting school.
Yeah, let's just see how you can do it.
They make us watch a game. And you got to call it for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And submit the tape.
I want to put you through that again.
Well, obviously, I don't have a sheet in front of me that has all the players' names on it. So do I have to know everybody's names?
I guess that's... I'll give you the game.
We can find the game, and yeah, we can get you the stuff.
We'll only give you the roster. We're not telling you which game we're picking. But that way you won't be able to tell what plays are happening. But yeah, we'll give you some background of the clip.
I mean, I don't feel like it's going to be very good radio, but...
It'll be great radio.
I mean, I can do it.
Since it's so easy.
It is easy. I can do it.
You couldn't do it.
I can do it, no problem. I'm a trained broadcaster.
Could you do small talk?
That's what we do for 3 hours a day.
Yeah, but I lead the small. I lead. The play-by-play guy, you would have to do it. And you'd also have to be able to weave it in.
I could do it as well as these guys. I am fully of the opinion that if it's not a primetime game, we don't need a play-by-play team. These mid-level SEC broadcasting teams are so bad. God, they are awful.
Yeah.
It's just and they try to be funny and they say these little I was leaving the hotel this morning, Dan, and you know, I ran into somebody on the street too.
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like you could do your team, but like those guys have to do all types of games and all types of teams. I think there's only so much you can learn about a team in like a week type of thing.
Well, then we don't need to learn anything. Why do we always have to be learning something about the team? When we suck in football, have you ever noticed what they're always doing in the fourth quarter, like of an SEC game, a team that sucks? Hey, there's the Vol Navy.
Yeah.
You know, the Vol Navy's been around since 19...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There's Smokey on the sideline.
I mean, you have to find something to talk about, though.
That's Smokey 10. He's the mascot.
Rather than another first down, 37-point game type of
thing. Let's tell you about the story of the checkerboard end zones. You've probably never heard it before.
So you're not a fan of the anecdotes?
No.
No?
No, unless they've got something interesting, and very few of them do. I'm talking about the mid-level,
so
the
like
average.
Last week you didn't appreciate the update. I guess it might have been on this game. The update on like Tennessee's manager basketball team?
No.
That was a big thing they talked about for a long time was the manager's basketball team.
Nobody cares about those guys.
They're ranked number one in the country.
There's nothing more boring than a Tuesday night SEC basketball game on the SEC network that doesn't involve like Kentucky, Auburn, or a good Tennessee. Like,
sure.
I mean, it's just awful. It's horrible coverage. It just sounds boring. You know what I mean?
Would you go with your regular voice or would you go with a professional voice if you were doing the play-by-play?
Well, when I used to be training in broadcast school, I kind of amped it up and had a real professional voice.
Yeah.
But then I decided that's not me. I'm more of a radio guy. Well, I like just talking to you normally.
Play-by-play could be on the radio. Do you think we could do play-by-play together?
Yes.
One of us play-by-play, one of us color?
Well, no, because color guy.
I do the play-by-play. I wouldn't be able to do the play-by-play. I did play-by-play for wrestling for a couple times. I was on TV in a couple of markets.
I think we could do it pretty easily.
Birmingham.
You know, there's a lot of high schools that need teams
to
do that.
I don't know if I was in Knoxville, but Chattanooga and Birmingham I know I was in.
We could do a high school team.
I wasn't very good at it.
Play-by-play?
For the wrestling.
Wait, you did wrestling play-by-play?
I was on TV, a couple times. Yeah.
When?
2015.
You were well, your initials are JR, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Were you as good as the other JR?
No.
Did you try to do like what he does, though?
It was weird because I did it after the fact. Like, so the matches got recorded quiet because, you know, like indie wrestling, like you aren't live on TV. Then you like edit it and get it ready. Then you send it to the TV network. So I got the video. Then I had to go and watch the video and record my vocals over the top of it. So it's just a little odd. So maybe if I was in the arena, I could have been like, oh, by God! By God, he's broken in half! As God is my witness, he is broken in half! I might have been more into the moment at that point, rather than sitting in a room with just a microphone watching.
Oh, so you just put the voiceover on top of it.
Yeah, there just wasn't, you know, it was a low rent situation. It wasn't, you know, the best of the best or anything.
Yeah.
We were working with what we had.
I see.
Yeah. Then I'd do some stand-up shots. I didn't go buy a suit, so I had to like wear my dad's like coat. It's a little bit big on me, so I was a little self-conscious about that. But then I was like, these indie wrestlers make like $20 a show, so like who are they going to judge? Like people watching this in Birmingham, they're not going to judge, so whatever.
Did you make any money doing it, or it was just kind of a...
I was doing it for my radio boss at the time, who was taking advantage of me.
So no.
Yeah. Okay. So no.
Hmm. Well, that's good experience, I guess. Huh?
It was all right.
Yeah. Is there any video that exists?
I got to watch a couple of guys that are like in the WWE now, like some stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Becky Lynch?
No. You ever heard of the Velveteen Dream?
Nope.
He's one of the bigger stars. I watched him. He wrestled a guy named Leo Rush, who's also in the WWE. I think he's actually like the NXT like cruiserweight champion.
The Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, they wrestle. He's like a knockoff Prince gimmick.
That sounds like a drink. The Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
It's like Sonny D or something.
I was thinking like Ovaltine, maybe. It's like chocolate.
That's what I was thinking of too.
Yeah. Drink her Ovaltine.
Maybe I was thinking tangerine.
I don't know. But I wasn't very good at that. But I think you could do the play-by-play and I could be the color guy.
Yeah, I think so. Drop
a couple notes, make a couple jokes.
You could draw a couple of yellow lines on the screen.
I do think there'd be pressure, though, every time you kicked it to me that I'd have to say something good, though.
Not really.
Sorry, Cody. I was just looking down at my phone. I missed that play, but first and 10.
Second down and 9.
1 yard gain. That was a tough run. Tough run up the middle there by the running back. Did you know that running back is from Sarasota?
Yeah, you know, John, one time I was in Sarasota.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I stayed at the Motel 6 up there and ordered some food.
I can't imagine that food was very good,
no,
Tony.
It wasn't great. You know, Sarasota, they had a little diner there. It was just one of those little meat and threes. I didn't care for the green beans.
I see you messed up because the second play's already been ran. See, that's what your trouble would be. You would forget to punctuate the end of your story with so and so drops back to pass 5 yard gain. You would mess that up. You would.
Speaking
just
of green beans, here's Ahmad Green on the carry.
Yeah,
he picked up 6.
Yeah, see, I don't know if you'd be able to do it.
Speaking of picking up 6, one time I was in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I picked up a 6-pack there of Corona. Have you heard about this coronavirus going around, John?
It's SARS 2.0 is what they're calling it. Keep your mask on if you're in the airport.
Second and 6 here.
I thought you were going to go somewhere different when you said you picked up a 6.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to make it sexual.
No, I never picked up a 6, John. One night, though, I did pick up 3 2s, and I think that ought to count.
Would you rather have 3 2s or 2 3s?
Here's a long bomb over the middle. That's Jackson. That's a 72-yard touchdown, John. I'm going to raise my voice just a little bit so you know it was a big play.
He just plucked that out of the air. Just like one of those twos plucked a $100 bill out of your wallet when you weren't looking.
That's a funny joke, John. Extra point coming up next.
Not bad.
See, it's easy.
Yeah. Luckily, we had some exciting plays.
Yeah.
It'd be tough if it was 3 and another. And there's a third consecutive 3 and out. These offenses, man, they suck. Hour 1 in the books. We'll kick off hour 2 with headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.